If the trees on my farmland could speak, then they would ask, in the bitter cold nights of Bo, why are these Kassan marching down the roads instead of watering the season's first crop to provide for their fellow countrymen? Perhaps they are setting off on a pilgrimage in which staying home is a sin, a pilgrimage that belongs to every religion, to all of society. If the trees on my farmland could speak, then they would tell you about the generations of farmers it took to nourish today's lush green Bollywood backdrops, about all the hands that have been calloused over, the fate lines that have been tampered with and torn to paint those picture-perfect sceneries. They would tell you about the corporate world that disrupted their rhyme of life, contaminated their land in the name of a green revolution, polluted their air in the name of industrialization, and poisoned their waters in the name of evolution. If the trees on my farmland could speak, then they would tell you about a farmer who has had enough, about a Kassan who refuses to let his motherland be bought out and tampered with. This pilgrimage has given him hope, shown him a better future for his children, a better future for his country. If the trees on my farmland could walk, then they too would uproot themselves to protest at the doorstep of a totalitarian government. They too would refuse to return home without winning this fight.